This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Four Nepali pilgrims die and six others injured in road accident at Gorakhpur of India while returning home from Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana holds telephone conversation with Odisha Chief Minister on death of Nepali student at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology. Chief Minister reiterates Odisha government's commitment for safety of Nepali students. Nepal incurs loss of 861 billion rupees in foreign trade in the last 7 months of current fiscal year. And Hamas releases five captives in Gaza as part of ceasefire deal with Israel. Now the news in detail. Four Nepali citizens were killed while six others injured in a road accident while returning home from Prayagraj Kumbh Mela of Uttar Pradesh of India. According to the Times of India, the accident took place after a tourist van carrying pilgrims from Kumbh Mela rammed into a stationary truck at Gorakhpur Link Road of Uttar Pradesh in India last night. According to Samananda Chaudhary, ward chair of Kanchanroop Municipality 7, the deceased have been identified as 65-year-old Parsi Ram Chaudhary, 64-year-old Leelavati Chaudhary, 55-year-old Hariharbati Yadav of Kanchanroop Municipality of Saptari District and Samtoliya Devi Yadav of Kushahawa Rural Municipality of Sunsari District. Similarly, other injured in the incident are Upendra Narayan Yadav, Lalu Devi Yadav, Jitu Yadav, Mukesh Yadav, Upendra's relative and the vehicle driver. The injured are undergoing treatment at Gorakhpur Hospital. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzurana Deva today held a telephone conversation with the Chief Minister of Indian State of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, regarding the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, and the situation emerged after the incident. During the conversation, Dr. Rana urged for a fair investigation into the death of Lamsal and actions to the culprit. The Foreign Affairs Minister's personal secretariat said she urged the Indian leader to ensure a safety environment for Nepali students for their classes. Likewise, Minister Dr. Rana urged Chief Minister Majhi to take initiatives to sack the teachers and staff permanently from the government of Odisha for misbehaving with the Nepali students. In response, Chief Minister Majhi said the Odisha government has taken this issue seriously and a high-level probe committee has also been formed to book the culprits. Similarly, he also assured all needed assistance on behalf of the Odisha government for the safety of Nepali students at KIIT. Meanwhile, 20 Nepalese studying at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, Odisha have returned home via Kakarbhitta border point. Vijay Chauhan, an officiating officer, rather, spokesperson at the district police office in Jhapa informed that the number of the Nepalese studying at KIIT and now returning home via the border point since the 18th of February has reached 20. The country recorded the loss of 861.38 billion rupees in the foreign trade of total 1115.79 billion rupees done in the last 7 months of the current fiscal year. The data was released by the Department of Customs that included the import and export details till mid-March of this fiscal year. During this period, Nepal's import amounted to 988.58 billion rupees, while export amounted to 127.20 billion rupees. The department further shared that the export was increased by 46.50% as compared to the transaction done in the same period last year. The total foreign trade was upped by 13.30%. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Deobal left here for Geneva of Switzerland to attend the 58th high-level session of the United Nations Human Rights Council UNHCR. The high-level meeting of the UNHCR will be held from February 24 to 26. Minister Deoba is scheduled to address the high-level session on February the 24th. During the visit, she will hold meetings with her counterparts from various countries, heads of UN agencies and international organizations and other dignitaries. The foreign minister will be taking initiative to garner support from the UN member states for Nepal's membership candidacy at UN Human Rights Council for the term of 2027 to 2029. Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to return home on the 28th of February. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has asserted that there is no alternative to democracy. In the first convention of Sudhir Pashchim Law Society organized in Kathmandu today, Home Minister Lekhak reiterated that democracy has no alternative but the improved democracy. He argued that seeking alternative to it is pushing the country into crisis, adding that all should be united to safeguard constitution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस् डेटा भोइस एसएमएस सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरु खरीद गर्न *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has released 5 Israeli captives from Gaza in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons in the final swap under the first phase of the ceasefire between the Palestinian group and Israel. According to Al Jazeera, the first two captives, Tal Shoham and Avera Mengistu, were handed over to the Red Cross in Rafah in southern Gaza on Saturday after they were led onto stage by armed Hamas fighters. Three more captives, Elia Cohen, Omer Wenkert and Omer Shemtov, were later released to Red Cross officials in Nuseirat in central Gazian, a separate ceremony. In separate statements, the Israeli military confirmed that the captives have been handed over order to the army. Palestinian sources told Al Jazeera that Hisham al-Sayed, the sixth captive, will be handed over to Israeli authorities without a ceremony. 37-year-old Bedouin Israeli, who was taken captive when he entered Gaza in April 2015, is expected to be handed over at a location in Gaza City in the northern part of the enclave. The six are the last from a group of 33 to be freed in the first stage of the ceasefire, which took effect on the 19th of January. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be visiting New Delhi on February 27-28, accompanied by the College of Commissioners. ANI news agency cited the European Union in access, saying the unprecedented visit highlights the growing momentum in European Union-India ties. Meanwhile, the unprecedented visit follows President von der Leyen's announcement of a new strategic agenda with India to be presented this year at the EU-India summit. The visit emphasizes the importance of strengthening ties in key areas vital to the prosperity and security of both Europe and India, delegation of the European Union to India and Bhutan said. During the visit, the College of Commissioners and the Indian government will hold a plenary session chaired by the President and Prime Minister Modi. Members of the College will also meet their counterparts individually, while President von der Leyen and Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting followed by a press point. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light snowfall in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Four Nepali pilgrims die and six others injured in road accident at Gorakhpur of India while returning home from Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana holds a telephone conversation with Odisha Chief Minister on death of Nepali student at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology. Chief Minister reiterates Odisha government's commitment for safety of Nepali students. Nepal incurs loss of 861 billion rupees in foreign trade in the last 7 months of current fiscal year. And Hamas releases 5 captives in Gaza as part of ceasefire deal with Israel. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.